Deadly violence returned to the Middle East today. A leading militia figure was blown up in the West Bank, and Palestinians blamed Israel for that explosion. Hours later, one Israeli was killed, another wounded in a drive-by shooting near a Jewish settlement in the West Bank. The deaths come as Israel announced it would stop demolishing Palestinian homes in the southern Gaza Strip. But today, the municipality of Jerusalem sent bulldozers to knock down 9 homes in the eastern part of that city. NPR's Peter Kenyon has a report.
Today's first victim was Raed al-Karmi, a leading fighter in the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, a military wing of Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. Palestinians said Israeli forces planted a bomb outside a house where Karmi was staying. When he came outside, he was blown up and killed. Israeli officials did not publicly confirm any Israeli involvement in the killing, but spokesman Avi Posner said no tears would be shed for Karmi, who was suspected in the deaths of 9 Israelis.
Yes, he has a very long history of terrorism, of killing people himself. He murdered a few people. And I think that this accident which happened to him is a nice end to his career.
Marwan Kanafani, a former spokesman for Yasser Arafat, said Israel's return to the policy of assassination would bring more bloodshed.
I think this is part of the Israeli policy of inciting the entire situation by assassinating people, destroying homes. This is the response of Mr. Sharon to the peace initiatives and the calm that has been exercised here for the last 4 or 5 weeks.
The Al-Aqsa Brigade quickly announced that its truce with Israel was canceled. Hours later, near a Jewish settlement west of Nablus, one Israeli was killed and a second wounded in a drive-by shooting that Israelis said was committed by Palestinian gunmen. In a separate violent episode, dozens of Palestinians were reportedly badly beaten by Israeli border police last night near Jaffa. Israel Radio reported that the men were picked up for working illegally in Israel. They were put on a bus, reportedly tied in pairs with their faces to the floor. Then border police began beating them with sticks. As many as 60 Palestinians were injured. Palestinians said 28 required hospitalization. The border police said the incident was under investigation. The Israeli Security Cabinet, meanwhile, met to discuss its controversial policy of demolishing Palestinian homes in the southern Gaza Strip. Dozens of homes were knocked down in Rafah last week, leaving hundreds homeless, according to the Red Cross. Israel says the buildings were used for smuggling weapons and for shooting at soldiers. The demolitions have drawn international condemnation and criticism from the left wing within Israel. After the meeting, Foreign Minister Shimon Peres said the demolitions would stop.
We came to the conclusion that this brings more damage than positive results, and we do not intend to demolish houses.
But the municipality of Jerusalem has made no such change in policy. Early today, bulldozers ripped through 9 homes under construction in an Arab neighborhood in East Jerusalem. Standing amid the rubble, family members Jamal and Mohammed Elian surveyed the destruction.
This is the land from Elian family.
This is the Elian family?
Yes, yes.
My family here in this village more than 800 years. Live here, yeah.
And we don't have another land.
The municipality says the homes are being built without permits. Israel annexed East Jerusalem after the 1967 war, a move that was not recognized internationally. Palestinians say Israel rarely grants building permits in Arab neighborhoods, forcing families to build illegally. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.